So now, with three services working collaboratively, what do you need from the community to assist in the delivery of those services?
I think a good point to start is just talking about if you see worries, if you have concerns, whether it's calling our agency at Agua Daniel, whether it's calling Gunnekwisha. I think that it takes a village to raise a child really means so much when you're talking about children and their safety. And for me, I would say that that's definitely where it starts. If you've got worries about a child, we need to come together as a community to make sure that the right services and supports are in place. So speaking out would be a first step. I would ask of the community if you have those worries.
So just a few more questions before we wrap up, ladies. How does the BAM representative become involved, and what is their primary purpose?
It's legislated in the Child Family Services Youth Act that the societies do need to be notifying the First Nation territories if there is involvement of their band member. So there's that, as well as family or community members who are aware that there's involvement with the society and family. They can be calling the band representatives to also let us know. There are many times when a lot of different societies, some of their workers aren't aware that they are required to be making this contact information to the First Nation territories or to Six Nations. We do rely on the societies to be providing us with that information. And if they do not, we do depend on the parents or other family members to be making those calls to us so that we can get in there and support the family as well as ensure that the children are safe. Our primary purpose for our inclusion in the CFYSA is to ensure that our children aren't being misplaced if they're ending up having to be removed from the parents for safety reasons. We also ensure that we are connecting our parents with the proper services that they need so that they can address any of the concerns that the society has. So that might include things like parenting, counseling, or even connecting them with cultural resources so that they can get back onto the good path with a good mind and be able to parent their children in a loving way. Another purpose for our presence being involved is to ensure that the society is being respectful to the family. There's a lot of societies that aren't aware of our culture and how we function. So we are there to ensure that there is that clear understanding. We also mediate between society as well as families. There are families that do not want to work with the societies. And also with that lack of understanding from a society worker, we can help educate that worker so that they have that better understanding and can have a better working relationship with the family. And we also will provide alternative planning when it does come to a society who's intervening with a family. Quite often, a society, especially mainstream, they'll rely strictly on their resources, totally being unaware that we have our own resources that we do rely upon. So we will be bringing those to light, and we would also be there to ensure that the family's rights are being respected. And we also document what is happening during those home visits with a society worker, and we use that information to assist us with taking a position in court should it ever go that far.
I hate to say this, but it sounds like there's, after all of these years, there's still a big lack of in communication between our organizations and those from off of the territory, even with all of the consultation that's taken place over the years.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And in my conversations with a lot of the society workers, I'm, and especially off reserve, I am told that they don't receive that in their training on cultural sensitivity when it does come to First Nation or the Haudenosaunee culture. And I even heard some individuals say that they might only have training that is specific to, say, maybe the Ojibwe. So I'm there to let them, and my other band reps, we're all there to let them know that the Haudenosaunee and other First Nations, even though there's some similarities, there's also a lot of differences.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So can community members access a band representative if they're going through the court process for custody?
That's a really good question, Al. We have received quite a few calls thinking that a band from individuals who think that a band representative could act and take position in court the way that we do when there's involvement with child welfare. Unfortunately, the legislation only provides us with the ability to engage when there is involvement with child welfare. So we do let the parents know if they're going through a custody process, and if they have concerns that maybe their child might not be have rights that they are entitled to from the other parent, especially if the parent's non-native. We do let them know that there's other avenues that they can go to for that support, and we will even refer them to the lawyers that we do have here from Six Nations, as well as the justice program.
Uh-huh.
So no, we do not get involved with cases that are just strictly involved with court for custody.
Okay.
And if I can just say that some people also try to have Okidinigao get involved in court cases around custody, that's not a role either. And I just want to say that Okidinigao provides services to families that are on Six Nations in Brant County at this time. We don't service Hamilton or Haldimer and Norfolk unless the family is Indigenous to Six Nations. And the referrals have come from the other agencies. And I also want to say that families that are becoming involved with Okidinigao can have what are called Aboriginal Alternative Dispute Resolution Circles, and that's where families can get together with supports and other family members to develop a plan moving forward for the best interest of the child. So it's hoped that, Julie was talking about, the reconciliation process will happen, and that's been successful a couple times with the children returning back to their families that have been in an institution setting. So it's been very an emotional time for everybody, with lots of tears flowing to see the kids return home to their community and families.